Ennis, we're just talking about one exit here.
Yes, one exit. So this exit, which is where Atlantic Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Kings Avenue converge, it'd be the first time that you'll have a gateway to San Marco and St. Nicholas from I-95 in 60 years.
When I'm thinking about where I want to put my business, I want easy highway access. I want people to be able to see it from 95.
Correct. You want to have as much visibility as possible, whether it's vehicular traffic or pedestrian traffic, a mix of both, and having this new interchange come in where you have increased visibility along all three of these corridors, which have been somewhat desolate now they're having a rebirth.
Have we seen the effect of this coming already?
In early 2016, Daly's, for example, opened up a new 5,000 square foot gas station a block east of this interchange. And currently, a local developer, Mark Rubin, has started work on the reconstruction of an existing 7,500 square foot building that'll be mixed use, featuring a restaurant at street level, as well as office space on the second floor. That project is just east of the FEC railroad crossing on Atlantic Boulevard in San Marco.
Things are already starting to be developed here, but there's a lot more to come after the new exit is open at Atlantic Boulevard. What can we expect?
There are a couple major projects that really complement each other. One is being proposed by Jacksonville-based Chance Partners. This is a multifamily developer that is looking into taking a former 17-acre car dealership and putting the mixed-use project that they have as many as 640 apartment units. That's going to be on Phillips Highway right at the new interchange. The impact of significant new residential growth and development has led to a boom in a complement industry, which is the self-storage industry. Nationwide, there's about $1 billion worth of construction projects in this industry taking place around the country. Jacksonville is a new growth area. And so just north of Phillips Highway on Kings Avenue, there are two projects proposed that will begin construction this fall. Combined, you're looking at about 1,400 climate-controlled self-storage units, as well as about 220,000 square feet of space in four-story buildings.
So we're expecting more people to move to this area, and they're going to have a place to store all of their stuff as well. That's the Overland Bridge project, one of the most expensive the Florida Department of Transportation is undertaking, expected to wrap up and open up this exit at Atlantic Boulevard this fall. We'll see if that actually happens. Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.